Part 2. You will hear an introduction to a theme park in Fun City. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16. Welcome to our radio programme, Travel With Me. Today, I'll recommend you a fantastic place. It's the theme park in Fun City. It has been awarded the most popular tourist attraction in the city, so just follow me to find something interesting there. The park opens at 9:30 every morning. For the first activity, I definitely advise you shouldn't miss the riding in the park. The actual riding begins at 10 a.m, but I suggest you arrive a little earlier before the opening time. Otherwise, there might be a long wait. And how much, you may ask, does an entrance ticket cost? Well, there are two types of tickets. Basic ticket and family fast line track ticket. You can either buy a ticket at the ticket office near the main entrance to the park or reserve from the official website in advance. The latter is preferable as it always offers a discount. For example, the original price for a basic ticket is £89, but if you buy it online, it only costs £78. For the family fast line track ticket, you only have to pay £95 on the internet instead of its original price, £113. Visiting the lake in the park is also a good choice. There is a new refreshment room beside the lake, and the latest thing, it was only finished last month, is the splash ride. It is a new area and pretty exciting. Forget about wearing waterproofs because you'll still get wet, and don't take cameras either. As a result, I strongly advise that the best time to visit the lake is in the hottest season, in case you catch a cold. Another activity you'll find exciting is riding the roller coaster bike. I suggest families with children go for a try, as it's always favoured by them. This roller coaster bike is different from the normal one, in that it's made of wood, so it's lighter. The person who designed it has won a special prize for innovation. For those who are not interested in these exciting activities, there is a resort for you. You can sit there talking, relaxing, or taking photos. Please remember, this section is for a picnic, so you have to prepare your own snacks. But don't worry about drinks, since free bottled water is available there. Oh, one more thing is, it's better to take a picnic blanket to sit on. After the picnic, if there is some time left, you can take part in some other interesting activities you like, such as watching the circus or going fishing. At the end of the one-day trip, there is a special event for you, the firework display. You'll enjoy a spectacular show in the sky. Everyone is cheering. I think it's a must for you, with a perfect ending of the day. Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now, listen and answer questions 17 to 20. OK, that was something about the most basic information, And now here's some more practical information about four popular activities on the brochure of the theme park, because some people want to know whether they're worth trying. Well, let's first look at the cowboy show. It's a dance show by a group of boys wearing cowboy boots and hats. What they perform tells the stories of cowboys' life. Rest assured that you don't need to queue for hours to get in, so please come and enjoy it. Then there is the driving school ride. In this activity, you can try a variety of vehicles, but please note that this one is only for those below 1.2 metres. The staff will measure your height at the entrance. Parents can just have a rest on the chair and watch their kids playing. You don't have to be worried about safety, as everyone is guided by a coach throughout the process. As to roller coaster jumping, it is the scariest activity, as you will experience the vertical dropping, so it might be a good choice for those who like extreme sports. Of course, children are not allowed to join in. The last one is the magic show. I'm sure you'll be attracted by the charm of the magician. You can hear the audience burst into applause throughout the show. Please promise me, don't leave early, because just as horror stories won't tell you until the end, there is something unexpected waiting for you. I'm sure you won't regret it. Okay, that's all I want to recommend to you today. If you want to know about more fascinating tourist attractions, please wait for our programme next week. Bye! That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.